Crisis in Britannia, Day 36. I'm Bunder Bard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. We've reestablished contact with BNN reporter Drennan via communication crystal and bring you live to the City of Honor. Drennan?
Hail, Bundor. It's good to hear your voice again. I don't know how much time I'll have to report. Since the last broadcast, we've had to move from place to place to avoid detection. I can't say where we are at the moment for fear of being spotted.
Pardon, Drennan. Can you give us an update on the condition of the city?
Of course. My apologies, Bundor. The undead have broken through the defenses and are currently wandering the city's streets. We've seen pockets of resistance emerge, including the group that is currently harboring us. So far, they aren't able to stave off the never-ending tide of undead. It doesn't look good. My crystal is fading again, Bundor. I'd strongly advise those who are not able to defend themselves to find a way out of this city. From all indications, it looks like these vile creatures intend to stay. We'll need to gather some more gems to recharge the crystal. I'll broadcast again as soon as I can.
Thank you, Drennan. May the virtues protect you and all the citizens of Trinzic. BNN will continue to bring you live, up-to-the-minute coverage of the invasion of Trinzic. That's the way it is in the city of Trinzic this 36th day of crisis in Britannia. I'm Bunder Bard. Good day.